Practical jokes and hoaxes are par for the course on April Fool's Day. More than a century ago, an elaborate hoax helped form the identity of one northern Wisconsin town. Emily Bright has the story.
The year is 1893. Eugene Shepherd, a respected timber cruiser, stumbles into a logging camp and begins the story of his life. He has encountered the great black hodag.
Ah, a ferocious-looking beast, with spikes all the way down its entire length of its body, with a fistful of those needle, sharp, pointed spears at the end of its tail.
That's Jerry Scheidel, former Rhinelander mayor who's portrayed Shepherd in reenactments. Shepherd led a group of lumbermen into the woods to capture the beast with dynamite and returned with only charred remains. A photograph of the reenacted kill was published widely.
And people say, but it only eats white bulldogs on Sunday. Balderdash. It eats everything from bullfrogs to snakes and enjoys an oxen every now and then. And on occasion, it has been said, has a taste for human flesh.
Shepherd was a prankster and a spendthrift. In one side business, he sold perfumed moss through the mail.
He also, when he had a creditor knock on his door, he'd stuff a bar of soap in his mouth and he'd lather it up. And then he'd turn around and he'd kind of snarl at the people and he'd be foaming out of their mouth. And they'd just run because they didn't know if he was rabid or not at the time.
But the hodag story was different. Shepherd kept it up for years.
He found the hodag, he captured the hodag, and then he kept the hodag in his barn.
People came from all over to see it.
So he'd have a nice suit of clothes on, he'd go downstairs, and when he got around the corner and disappeared from sight, the commotion was horrendous. There was growling and snarling and snapping and breaking and ripping and tearing. And then after a minute or two or three, he'd come running back up the stairs. His suit of clothes was just in absolute tatters. And he would tell the people, I'm really sorry. I can't show you the hodag today. He's angry.
Soon he was making the county fair circuit.
Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages, step right up. Come see the great antediluvian monster of the north, the great black hodag.
Inside a dark tent, you could just make out a creature.
The eyes were glowing green and the nostrils would flare red when the thing would exhale, and it also had a horrendous stench.
His sons worked behind the scenes, making the monster move. Shepherd earned up to $500 in a weekend, which meant up to 5,000 viewers were paying their dime to come. It's got to be a thrill to pull that off time and again, or at least to entertain people enough that they leave happy. I wonder if it got tiring.
He kept it up until the Smithsonian sent a reporter up here who refused to be duped. And then he had to, of course, admit.
But obviously, the joke still stands.
Rhinelander still has the hodag as its mascot for the city and for the high school. We're hodags.
Hodag statues line downtown Rhinelander like a cow parade with fangs. Any town can claim a real creature for its mascot, Scheidel says. Thanks to Gene Shepherd, Rhinelander, Wisconsin is unique and proud of it.
Don't mess with the hodag.
Wisconsin Life is produced by Erica Janik. It's a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Television in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Find more online at wisconsinlife.org. The Rhinelander hodag isn't the only mythical creature we hear about in Wisconsin. Joining us now to talk more about some of the other strange creatures from Wisconsin folklore is Chad Lewis, a paranormal researcher, author, and lecturer. Chad, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks for having me back.
Well, we're at the part of your resume that focuses on what's called cryptozoology. Chad, could you tell us what that is?
Yes, that is the study of hidden animals, animals that science says do not exist. Skeptics say they can exist. Yet every year, hundreds of people in Wisconsin are coming face-to-face with these creatures.
So what are some of the other creatures? We just heard about the hodag. What are some of the other ones that we hear about here in the state?
Well, I love, with summer coming up, finally, sea serpent stories. And Wisconsin had or maybe has, more sea serpents than anywhere else in the world. Dozens of lakes, rivers, and streams were thought to be inhabited by these gigantic aquatic beasts, and many of them, like in Geneva Lake, are still thought to be there. Many people still see these things and can't explain them.
So when you hear about one of these creatures of folklore, not something you'll find at your local zoo, how do you go about trying to verify it, to try to see it yourself?
first thing is to interview the witness, see what they actually saw. But you have to actually go to these places. You have to put your feet in Geneva Lake, dangle them a little bit to see what people are actually seeing. And then if you think there's something to it, some credibility, you may want to launch an expedition. Last summer, I launched a houseboat with Noah Voss, where we lived on the houseboat for many nights in Lake Pepin in search of Pepe the lake monster, which also has a $50,000 reward attached to it.
How did it go? We talked to you, I think, just before you went out on Lake Pepin.
Yes, we used underwater sonar. We used underwater cameras. We had fishing equipment. We jumped in using ourselves as bait. But luckily or unluckily, Pepe did not make an appearance while we were there, which is common for a lot of these stories of these monsters, that you can collect dozens, if not hundreds, of reports of these. But oftentimes when you're out searching for it, you come up empty-handed.
Well, whether or not we believe these things exist or remain skeptical, a story like the Hodag, I mean, it's fun, even if it's not a real deal. It's fun to have that as a part of your local heritage.
It is. And I always say for a lot of these creatures that people not take the word of any expert, that they go out and explore for themselves. Go out into Wisconsin Lake, start walking the woods and seeing if you believe that these monsters are actually there, and maybe you might encounter one yourself.
Well, you sent us a list of some other ones. I want to get into a couple. The Birdman of Mauston. Tell us about the Birdman.
Very unique. We get a lot of reports of similar-looking creatures, but the Birdman of Mauston seems to be much different. It happened when a gentleman called many years ago and said that his grandmother used to talk about a giant man-like bird that would sit up on the cliffs surrounding Mauston, and it was the size of a human male, but it seemed to have more of like chicken-looking legs and these feathers, very thick feathers all over his body, and the woman was terrified of it. And he posted it to our website, and many others in the Mauston area came forward saying they too had seen something that, in all accounts, kind of resembled the Mothman figure out of Point Pleasant, West Virginia, that a lot of people would recognize as from the movie and the book, you know, this giant bat-like creature with glowing red eyes.
And then from the Birdman to the Devil Dogs of Meridian. This is one I don't think I've heard of before or talked to you about before, Chad, the Devil Dogs.
Yes, there's an old island that's thought to be haunted by a girl, Mary Dean, that drowned there. But the legend is that if you're brave enough or foolish enough to go out there, you might encounter some of these devil dogs, or hellhounds as they're known. They're large black dogs with glowing red or green eyes. They're nearly transparent, and many cultures believe that they actually do the devil's bidding, that they're a harbinger of death, meaning that if you're unlucky enough to see one of these devil dogs, it means you or someone within the community is going to die very shortly.
Well, then why would you go out looking for that, Chad?
Well, I think the excitement of it. In the day and age we live in where a lot of the businesses look the same, a lot of the hotels and everything looks the same, it's a rite of passage for many people, and it's a test of bravery, and it's excitement for people to go out and say, I can sit on the haunted mausoleum for longer than you. And it's a sense of adventure, and I think a lot of people are craving that.
And one more that I also haven't heard of, the mysterious beast of Eau Claire.
Yes, my hometown has been inhabited by this mysterious creature. In the early 2000s, about a month apart from one another, I received two reports from women driving home on the outskirts of Eau Claire, which gets very rural very quick, about 11 p.m. when they saw what appeared to be something the size of a bear but shaped more like a wolf, and it was heavily muscled, and they thought that this thing was going to harm them, so they drove off as fast as they could. And I started researching this and dug up some old accounts from the early 1900s in Eau Claire newspapers that talked about the same creature terrifying farmers and following kids home at night and devouring many livestock. So this creature, whatever it may be, seems to have been here for over 100 years.
We'll leave it there for now, Chad. Happy searching this spring and summer.
Hey, keep an eye out.
That's Chad Lewis. He's a paranormal researcher, author, and lecturer. His website is unexplainedresearch.com.